Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
From her feet to her calves, wrapping around her thighs, feeling her lift her leg high off the ground to give me easy access. Circling my tongue, moving between each, kissing and licking my way up to her panties, softly running my lips up and down her panty line, smelling her sweetness. Making her lay her head against the wall, enjoying the pleasure of feeling my nose and my lips taking turns on her tip. Then lifting my face just enough to pull down her panties, just enough to get a mouthful of her tasty treat. Hearing her gasp as I move my tongue up and down, side, in and out, feeling her grip my hair and grind her pussy on my lips. Her moaning getting louder, faster, breathing deeper and deeper. Her body shaking uncontrollably and then.
Tell All Radio
Tell
Live.
All Radio Tell Live. All.
still rise.
So yeah, we're gonna cut that short. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tell All Radio. This is your boo, your baby, your main squeeze, this Princess Jazzy, and I'm here to get you hot and bothered with hot and heavy conversations.
Jazzy?
So amazing, and the head of everything we do here on Tell All Radio. Like I said, every day, all day, freaks love Jesus. So stop passing judgments, people. Just because I talk about fucking all the time does not mean that I don't love God and encourage other people to love Him as well. I mean, they're amazing. If you guys are feeling like you want to go listen to some other shows, I won't be mad at you. Go ahead and listen. But you'll be back. You will be back. But like I said, they're dope shows. Like I said, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/6manradio. That's the number 6, THMANRADIO. And just click on, like I said, any show listed. They are all dope. Also, last but not least, shout out to my wonderful, loyal listeners, new and old. I love you guys so, 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 so much. Nasty, but I love you guys. I do. All right, tonight we have a great show for you guys, which I'm quite sure you all will enjoy, as always. Tonight we are dedicating this show to the ladies. That's right. So fellas, sit back. If you want to engage in mind-numbing sex, you will need to arouse your woman first. Of course, some women want their man to throw him up against the wall and rip off the panties and beat it up. That's me. But there are also some who prefer you to, you know, kiss on them, suck on them a little bit, get them, you know, excited slowly. You know, rub your hands up her thigh. That's me too. But, you know, I kind of prefer it to be rough a little bit. That's just me. While women are more complex, they start feeling some type of way when they decide to give you the goods. You know, they start acting crazy, as you men would sometimes put it, even though I think that's some bull crap. We are emotional. I'm not saying we're not emotional, but we don't act crazy all the time. But the result is they get stressed out and is angry, anger, and, you know, I feel like women need more time to embrace the moment, whether you're fucking the shit out of her or you're making love. It's like a build up for us. So we need to, you know, get built up. So a few things that I think a woman would like that would arouse her and get her mentally ready for the dick. Before I jump into that, I'm actually going to take a caller, see what's up with them, if they want to talk, what's popping. See.
What's going on? Hello?
I guess I'm talking to myself.
No, you're not talking to yourself.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I had to come in and catch a show. I think I missed the last two.
Yeah, you did. I'm not feeling that. You need to get it together.
Baby, I've been on my grind. This bunny been coming. I had to go get it. My birthday in 2 days. You know I'm finna show my ass.
So what's up? How you feeling? How's your week? You just been working, chilling?
Man, put it like this. I've been getting in till about 7:30, 8 o'clock every night. Then I come in, fix me a few drinks, smoke me a few blunts, and I'm getting fucked up, feeling lifted for the rest of the night. It's soup. You know how we got to do it, especially when you're celebrating your birthday. Hello? Hello? Okay.
Yes, no, maybe, kind of, sort of.
I didn't hear a word you said. I don't know if I went out, you went out.
This stupid system, yeah. Issues tonight. As always, they always have issues on Wednesdays. It's like non-going.
Let me tap.
Ongoing. Huh?
Had me tapping my phone like, hello, did I do something to my own shit?
Exactly. I'm over here doing the same thing. Like, is that me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I know something wrong because while ago when you were talking, the music was playing, but you'll just fade out for a minute.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy. Crazy ridiculous. I hope it straightens the fuck up. They're going to make me start cursing.
No, don't do that. Keep that sweet, calm attitude. I like that. Oh, I like that attitude right there.
Make me start cursing and shit. But anyway, like I said, we're going to be talking about how to arouse your woman. I want to know if you have certain things that you do to arouse your woman before you get in it.
It all depends on the situation.
Okay. What's the situation?
Like you was explaining earlier, if female got their preference. If I can... if I know she like it slow, I'm going to take it slow. She want to get into it rough and throw against the wall and we rough out through the house and all that good stuff. Yeah, we do that. But again, it all depends on her preference, because I don't know. I'm one of them people that get off a female getting off to me, so
mm-hmm.
I guess priority number one for me is getting her off. Giving her what she wants.
Okay. Well, I have a few things, like I said, that I feel like, you know, men should do to arouse their women that they don't do sometimes. And yeah, so I'm going to go with number one, Sexy K. Can you hear me? Are you on the line?
I hear you. Yeah, I hear you in and out. You be in and out.
But what I was saying?
Right now. I hear you right now, yes.
You can hear me. Okay. Cool. Okay, so number one. I just want to say no woman will ever get aroused if she is not attracted to you physically. I'm not saying that, you know, intelligence is not a factor, because it definitely is. But damn it, I need a man I could just think about and my pussy starts tingling. Like, I mean, it's the truth. If you don't make me want to fuck your brains out by just looking at you or thinking about you, then I don't know what to tell you. Like, we're not going to work out. It's just not going to happen.
Hold on. I got a question.
What?
Shouldn't that already be kind of like established, like I'm attracted to you, you attracted to me, before we even go any further, and I waste my breath and waste your time in the process?
Well, what I think it is, and correct me if I'm wrong, when we get into a situation with somebody, we're attracted to the excitement of the situation. I don't think it's really you're attracted to the person when you first get with them. It's like, okay, they pretty or they cute, but you're attracted to what could happen between you two. That is the intense part of it in the beginning. And then after a while, that shit starts to drift away because there isn't any more excitement. You know what they are, who they are, what they're capable of.
True indeed.
So I feel like most people, like when guys say that women stop dressing up after they get together or after they get married, they don't want to dress up anymore. I feel like that's not good. Like, we should definitely be looking extra sexy for our partners. Like, come on. Like, I'm just saying, fellas, if you step it up, trust me, if you start dressing the part and looking like sexy, luscious, chocolate dips, like, I don't know what to really say, but just looking good, I'm telling you, I promise she will step her game up too. And if she doesn't, then she's a dirty bitch and you need to leave her ass. You don't need to be with her no more.
Oh, yeah.
Let it go. I'm going to bring another call in. You know, we have a few people that want to talk, so tell all radio who's this, where you calling from.
Hey, this is Frank. I'm calling Billy. I'm actually just a little late on the conversation, so I might need to fill me in a little bit.
Could you speak up a little more?
I'm finna say it. Sound like you're about a good few feet away from the phone.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm coming in on the conversation a little late. So what's the topic for tonight?
So the topic tonight is what women want to be aroused, like what guys can do to get the woman ready for the dick. Hmm. And I was just saying that guys need to step their appearance up, like start dressing the part, start dressing extra sexy, and make her want it.
Okay, but what if you got one of them? I mean, this is not me per se, but I actually was in a situation before, but I did hear him say that. What if you got some lazy girl that just be walking around looking all beat up all the time? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just said that. I was like, you know, if you step your game up, if she's a real woman, she will step her game up too, because she's not going to let you outdo her when it comes to it. And she's like, okay, well, he's, you know, making the effort to look good for me, then I'm going to make the effort to look good for him. But if she doesn't, then you need to leave that bitch. She's dirty. Leave her. You don't want that. You don't want a lazy bum bitch. Like, don't do that.
I hear you on that, because I was in that situation at one point. I had to get rid of him. Kind of glad I did.
Exactly. Like, honestly, who wants to have a woman walk around with rollers in her hair all day?
But I got a question
for
you. Not
enough or nothing. What?
I know every nigga want to know this. So what is actually sexy to you when it comes to men?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I second that.
You mean as far as like, the dress? Or
yeah, you wanted to break down the appearance thing. Let's go from your opinion.
I'm sorry, my opinion, I like clean-cut guys. I like guys who dress up. Like, wear the little slacks and the little Stacey Adams or something. Like, I like that. But I also like the hood dudes that, you know, not sagging your pants all the way down to the ground, but I don't mind seeing your boxers a little bit. You know.
Okay.
Just have that swag. Like, I'm really into up north guys. I like up north guys. I like their swag. I like their style. I like the way that they're aggressive. I like that.
Of course, you're a southern chick. You're supposed to like that. That's just like how southern niggas like up north females. And vice versa.
I think everybody likes down south chicks.
Yeah,
sure. I ain't nothing like a cornbread fed woman.
I mean, I'm
exactly.
You growing up where I'm at, I ain't too fond of them. They, I don't really like them too much.
You say you from Philly?
Yeah, I'm from Philly. The women up here, they attitude. I mean, don't get me wrong, you got some good ones out of the bunch, but like the attitude up here is just different. I mean, it's just real different.
I know what he's talking about, because in my little few travels, shoot, them females up north, they on that what you want type shit. Well, when you get to like a southern female, little country fire raised female, oh, shoot, see how you doing? Sit down and want to actually have a conversation. It ain't about that stinking ass attitude. What can you do for me type shit?
Yeah,
pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Up here, like, you speak to somebody. A lot of time, and they just gonna look at you like, if they don't know you, they gonna look at you like kind of like what you want. They're not gonna say hi on the average. They look at you like, and just keep walking.
Southern hospitality is not a myth.
I think that's more based on where they're from. Like, they're in the type of place where scamming is what people do for a living. Like they go hard on that. Or they go hard on making other people, you know, hurt.
That's not necessarily true, because I've been in Miami, I've been in L.A., and I've been in New York. Out of the three, New York, them people's up there, they's on a whole nother level. And no, all three of them got scams and all that type shit jumping. And I'm like, don't get me wrong, them L.A. females, they on, like, some other shit as well. But them southern bred females, oh, Lord.
We're just the nicest.
Yeah, they going to, how can I say, they going to make you feel welcome. Well, them two southern raised females, I can't say too much on this new generation that's going on. But,
yeah.
Like, the old school generation, I want to say maybe about 25 and up. Oh, shit, man. Goddamn. Hey, because
well,
I keep to the scallywags.
Oh, Lord. But I'm just saying, I feel like, you know, to arouse a woman, you have to look the part. And I want a man, like I said, who I can look at and be like, damn, I want to give him some pussy. You know what I mean? Like, can I just give you some? Like, that's how I feel like men should look. You should look like how, you know, I would want to be like, yo, do you want some pussy? Can I give it for you? Like, that's
and
what I wanted to be.
And you with the screw face, you come up in the street and shit like that. I'm going to sit there and look confused for about a good 30 seconds, and then I'm going to be like, sure, thank you.
Exactly. Exactly. Number two, this is the most important one, I feel like. Talking dirty. Fellas, there is nothing wrong with talking dirty. There's nothing worse than a man who thinks that just because he's attractive, that's enough. No, I want you to call me a bitch, tell me you want to fuck my pussy until I come over and over. Like, for me, like, sexually stimulating conversation is a must. Like, I have to have it. Whether we're having sex or we're about to fuck, like, especially, like, I've had situations where I've had sex, and the person will be so fucking quiet. Like, they won't say nothing. And I'm like, I know my pussy is good. So what's up? Like, what's wrong with you?
That's what,
like,
you
make
it in the talk.
Like, come on. Like, what is the problem?
That's when you fuck
Why
that
you
nigga.
Not
throw that pussy on that nigga. What? This pussy ain't good to you, nigga, huh? What?
I'm like, I don't understand. I'm making all this damn noise, looking crazy as hell, being extra loud because you hitting the right spot, and you just sitting there looking at me like you reading a book or something. Like, what are you doing?
The only thing I can say is, if he that silent like that, maybe you just gotta do something else to bring out the beat.
That's what I'm trying to tell her, cause shit. Honestly and true, I'm telling you from truthfully experience. That's how, honestly, if you guys just average pussy, that's how I'm going to fuck you. I'm not going to moan. I'm not going to make no noise. I'm not going to talk shit. I'm just going to hit every good spot I can hit, have your ass hollering, screaming, and look at you like you're crazy.
See, you stupid. I'm just saying, the crazy thing is that I'm very passionate when I have sex. I'm very into it, and I will do whatever it takes to make you feel as good as you possibly want to feel. But if you don't give me a little bit of rope, like, what the fuck do you want me to do with that?
But then that's why I came and said, you got to fuck that nigga into talking shit to your ass.
Listen, I'm trying to get aroused. Your dick is hard. Like,
but
I want to get
tell you
myself
a trick.
Off.
Y'all
that's
think
all I want
for some reason y'all females think this shit is a game. I'm going to tell you a trick. And for some reason y'all think this shit is a game.
Right.
You fucking that silent nigga, and he don't make no damn noise no matter your best word. Tell that motherfucker he ain't putting in no goddamn word. That nigga think anything about his
that's
dick
how I
game.
Feel.
He going to at least going to engage your ass in conversation at the minimum.
Exactly. At least say something. And I'm not saying, like, you don't have to moan and be like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, but damn, at least say something. Talk shit to me. Talk dirty to me. Like, shit.
That's what I'm saying. Shit, you got to fuck that nigga into submission. Shit, tell that nigga, oh, you want to be quiet? You ain't doing shit.
Yeah,
he going
exactly.
Oh, really?
If he's
fine, he's going to be like, oh, really? Come here, bitch.
If he still got the same facial expression, I mean, you might have to just...
They try to hold it back. Like, I'm like, I know I'm fucking good, and you holding back for what? Like, why?
You still got you know when you get a person to that point where they get that face where they try to hide their face where they can't keep the straight face? That you got to get them to that point. You know what I mean?
Where
you got
to keep them
that's,
there.
That's what they be at.
Yeah.
Like, you can see it in their face, but they don't want to let it go.
That's when you sit there and you work the hell out of their ass. They can't hold it but for so long.
Yeah, folded, but a motherfucker just be like,
Hell yeah, because that's why that motherfucker, he going to hold back, but he going to be sounding like a goddamn retard in a swim pool.
You got to have been there bitching. If he ain't bitching, well, then that tells you right there. It's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like it is with y'all. You know, we push our buttons till we push the right buttons till y'all start moving, start, you know what I'm saying? Same thing. Niggas,
listen, I feel like this. I shouldn't have to work super hard to get you to enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, then just let me know and I'll get off. Like, that's just how I feel.
You can't think of it like that. You got to look at it like this. Like, everybody is going to take them something different. It's going to take something different to make that person tick. You just got to find out what it is. You're going to know when you get it right. You know what I'm saying? The same thing ain't going to work for everybody. You don't want to, I wouldn't necessarily give up that easy either, because if you really like the boy or whatever, you know what I'm saying, you might want to put in an extra work.
But like,
I feel like if we're attracted, I've only had this happen in certain situations. Either they're very nervous or, you know, they just want to feel like they're the man and they're in control. And no matter what I do, I don't give a fuck if I bring another bitch in the situation. That's not going to make
them
jump.
But I'm going to tell you, it's a third one to that category.
What is that?
That third one to that category, he just don't want to let you know that you getting any part of the best of them.
Exactly. I think that's scared. I think guys are scared to let go and let a woman take control sometimes.
It's not even a thing about letting go. Like, I remember, like, I can think of, like, a lot of ones that I done been with. It's just like, you know, and then I had some motherfuckers that, like, just have a nigga, like, you know what I'm saying, like, flipping. You know, it just, you just got to learn what buttons is it to push. Got to be with some motherfuckers, you know. I had, you know, like every woman say, oh, my shit is the best, da da da, you know. And I remember when I was with this one particular motherfucker, she said her shit was, I was like, damn, this motherfucker, he's doing like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like, oh shit, goddamn, I need a bottle of water, shit, I need to talk. This motherfucker can fuck for real. I mean, because I done had some dead fucks. I'm talking about some straight corpses and shit, you know. And they don't do nothing. They don't really move. I hate them. They the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You a whole lot nicer than me. I tell them monkeys to get the fuck up and get the fuck out.
Damn,
either putting on my clothes, whichever one, is the way for me to get away from them.
Yeah.
Well, like
yeah.
I say, I just feel like it's not even the fact that, you know, I want to feel like I'm doing something. But talking dirty, it arouses the woman. Like, even if you don't touch her. Like, let's say all you have to do is walk up to your girl, push her, you know, take your hand, push her head to the side, bring your lips to her ear, and say, spread your legs for me. Like, I want to use my tongue to wet your clit. And I'm telling, like, I promise you, the pussy will be wet, because mine is wet right now just when I said that. And I'm horny. Just the thought. You know
that same
mean?
Note, Jasmine,
like,
you gotta learn just how, like, you want a nigga to fuck your mind and your body, you gonna have to learn to fuck that nigga's mind and his body. It's a whole
y'all
lot.
Y'all be trying to be, but that's the thing. Y'all trying to be too hard. Like, y'all trying to be so hard. And it's like, dude, it's just, like, it's sex. You're supposed to enjoy it. What the fuck are you doing?
But then on the same note, it's just like, on that same note, shit, how can I say it? Shit, you can have some good ass, like I was saying before, you have some good ass pussy, but if you ain't got me into it, I'm just going to sit there and fuck the shit out of you and look at you like you're stupid.
Yeah, I mean,
see, I don't like that shit.
I will say, it's got to be interactive on both ends, because I did have this girl one time. I mean, the pussy was good, but she wasn't really that interactive and shit. You know what I mean? She didn't really want it. Like, it's just like, she's just sitting there waiting and just looking at my dick like, it's going to get up on its own. It's like, that's your job, motherfucker. Like, you know what I mean?
But that's the thing, like, and I hate when dudes do that. Like, they just automatically assume that, okay, get my dick hard. Like, no, you got to make me want to get your dick hard. Like, come on.
But
kiss
it goes
me,
the same way. So you can't just say, my pussy wet. You got to make me want to get your pussy wet.
Oh, I'm going to make you. I'm going to make you want to get in it. Of course I'm going to do that. I have to do that.
You like, you know, you can dance or something, something. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You don't take a lot. But, like, I'm this motherfucker sitting there watching TV and then she's going to just sit around, like, you know what I mean? And it's like, damn, I ain't, like, 15 no more. My dick don't get hard when the wind blow. You got to work for this shit. My dick got taste now. You know what I mean? That's what I call it. My dick got taste. You know what I mean? It's just
okay.
Not hard for anything. Like,
you right.
Ain't even
right.
That with me. It's just a simple. I've told my exes the exact same thing. You can get my dick hard, but if you don't get my mind horny, you ain't doing shit.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it is.
That's how I feel too. Oh shit, my dick getting hard and my mind being horny is two different things.
I don't know because when I'm horny, everything about me is horny.
No, because me, I'm the type of person.
You just have to keep it up.
Like you've seen, honestly, I'm the type of person, Lord knows, I love pussy, but when money calls, I'm about that money. And then
that's
I'm always trying to figure out another way to get some money. So in order, you can get my dick on, but in order for me to get into it, you're going to have to figure out a way to take my mind off of whatever my mind is on.
Definitely a mental.
Because shit, my being hard and my mind being into it is two different things. I ain't going to lie. I fake bust of nuts on plenty of females. Just because they
you fake
the
it?
And I want into it.
You fake it? Wow.
I've never had
that happen before.
Yeah, I mean, well, we be lying and shit too. You know, I had chicks. Is it good? Like, you know what I'm saying?
just to satisfy them.
Exactly, you know what I mean? Because then they feeling good about themselves when you're standing there really like, well, we got to work on that shit. Like, we had to have a talk with her later. Then I got in trouble because I had to talk with her. I thought I said it in a nice way. You know what I mean? I was trying to tell her, like, we needed to, like, work on things. But I don't know. She was just real, like, upset about it. But I was just being real. I wasn't being nasty and mean about it. I was just trying to talk to her, like, you know, straight up real. Like, you know, people did, like, work on things. It could be better, you know?
So what did you, like, how did you say it? You just said we just need to work on things?
I mean, I was just saying, like, I was like, what we got is, I mean, it's okay, but it can be better. I was explaining to her on a mature level, you know, because
see,
I'm like,
that's the wrong way to put it.
Exactly.
What we got is okay, but it could be better.
You set yourself up for failure on that one.
I'm thinking from it, like, it depends on what your level of maturity at in the thought process, because I look at it like this. When you having sex with somebody, the better you get to know the person, the better the sex can be. If you're
but I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna tell you just like this one here, bro. Men in in a lot of situations where men will think logically, a female is gonna think emotionally.
Exactly.
So you're gonna have to sit there and figure out a way to make that shit sound sugary sweet.
Exactly.
Yeah,
or you like instead of saying that, oh, what we have is good is okay, but it could be better, you could say, hey babe, I would like to try some other things in the bedroom. Like, let's try this, let's try that. You know, incorporate things into it. Don't just come out and be like, oh, you know. You might as well said, oh, your shit is whack. Like, you need to step your game.
That's basically what you said in not so many words.
Yeah,
like,
probably
that was horrible.
Basically, what you told her, bitch, you got the lamest pussy in the world.
Exactly. Like, your shit is fucking whack as fuck. That's what you said. That's what I heard when you said that.
Oh,
I wish somebody would tell me some shit like that. I'd be like, bitch. Well, then, all right. Go find you some other pussy.
Yeah, like this. You got to think about it like, okay, a female came to you and been like, yeah, baby, your dick is good, but it can be better. You going to feel some type of way about
exactly.
That statement.
Exactly.
Probably. I don't know. Maybe.
No, tell the truth, the same damn devil.
Exactly.
You're probably right.
Yeah,
man,
come
to you.
Like,
you don't feel like you don't put in your best game, and she done been like, baby, that was good, but you can do better. You gonna be like,
exactly.
Yeah, I guess that can't fuck somebody's head up.
Yeah. I would have cursed your ass out. I'd have been like, motherfucker. Okay.
Yeah, she mad as shit. She definitely was mad as shit. Oh, well, I checked it out. Next. Take a long time.
Just like a fucking man. Just like a man to do.
Hey, you got to be like this. Right. Ain't lie. Y'all females can be some heartless creeps.
Sometimes, though, another thing, too, and this is true. Sometimes people head get so swollen about their shit, and they really think they, like, really getting it down, and they not. What you supposed to do? You know what I mean?
Really... I feel like this, and I've had this happen before, and I had to laugh to myself because I was like, bitch, like, you ain't even doing nothing. Like, I really, literally was, like, reading a book and watching TV.
Damn, what the fuck?
Like, straight up. And he kept going.
Damn,
and I was just like,
whoa.
Yo, that's one of the most...
Now, see, she know what I'm talking about when I said I've actually had to fake it. I'm talking about a bitch on top sitting there like, is it good putting it down and I'm sitting there watching South Park behind her damn back.
Honey,
on that damn
see,
TV?
That's what I'm talking about, right?
That's the damn shit. I think I did that one before, too, and shit. You know, faking moves and shit.
She's swearing she putting in work. Like, I'm like, motherfucker, I'm sitting here focusing on this TV. Uh-huh, yeah, it's good. Ooh, yeah.
You should have just got up and put his shit on and just roll and just took that one on the chin. Like, I can't even believe he finished and shit. He actually let you watch, read a book and shit. Damn, that's fucked up.
That nigga should have sat there and rolled him with that damn blunt and reconfigured his that damn game.
Yeah, he should have said, hold up, fuck it, we gonna retreat for a second. We gonna come back and get
that nigga
together.
Needs a 5-hour energy, a Red Bull, and a Cialis.
Either that or an extra couple of inches or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah, and a dick pump.
Yeah. I'm about to give.
And
I mean, maybe
two of those and a vibrator.
Yeah, be honest. Did he need a V8? Did his dick need a V8?
Or did it need a whole remodeling?
Yeah, which one is it?
Jasmine.
Where'd she go?
I don't even know. Jazzy. How the hell the co-host, how the hell that damn host of the show just get dipped out?
Yeah, that don't make no sense.
It's this Blog Talk Radio.
Kind of a little problem, a connection problem or something.
That's what I'm saying. Female, the co-host ain't even in here.
Yeah, we just got disconnected from the whole damn set.
She finna call Bay after a while or something.
Oh, something got to get. Yeah, man, but shit be going south on both ends. I probably
just man. And shit, the way I see it, men, in my best opinion, the best advice I can give you, take your time and explore your female.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do, because I learned all these motherfuckers got a different map to their ass and shit. You gotta learn each one. Each one is different.
Yeah, learn that roadmap. Shit, you fuck around and learn that damn roadmap. Your ass will break. You'll break her mind, her body, and her motherfucking soul in the same goddamn act.
Yep.
She be looking at you like, the fuck is you doing to me as you doing it?
Uh-huh.
Hate me. Trust me, I know.
You can't think straight enough.
They sitting there like, I mean, had bra sitting there literally looking at me with the wide eyes. Like, what are you doing to me? Trying to fuck the dog shit out of you. And that was my exact reply.
Yeah, I remember they get mad at you. They want to kick your ass out, but then they don't want you to leave. That's that Laura Hill shit.
That's why I stacked up with a female. I stacked up with one female. That was about 10 years ago. I tried that shit. It failed miserably, and I said I'd never do it again. Only other female that I've lived with was my mama, my aunt, and my baby cousin.
I hear that. That shit is the worst.
Shacking up with a female, and heaven forbid anything in her name. And you fuck up? Oh, boy. I watch a homeboy on YouTube, not on YouTube, on Facebook. They were having him on World Star Hip Hop. That nigga got beat with a belt, a that damn air freshener can.
What the fuck?
Man. It was too broad. She like, oh, you fucked her two days ago? You fucked me 2 days ago. I mean, this bitch went to whooping his ass like a youngin' with a goddamn belt.
He was just sitting there, not
no whooping
ass.
And he's sitting there in the corner, sitting there taking blows.
Oh, shit, what the hell wrong with him?
He might grab one female and try to sit there and stop her from doing what she going to do. She break loose. Because one female went and he went and grabbed one female. One bra was like, oh, really?
Tell All Radio Live. Tell All Radio Live. All.
There's so much shit I wanna do to you. You gotta step in this room. Look into my eyes. I'ma look right into yours. Cut the lights off, but don't you close the door. Tonight I'm gonna make my hallways echo you.
Tell All Radio Live.
Pull my shirt off. Your jeans down, open and take your time. Now turn around as our bodies catch the mirror. Now we're grinding to